Back to the Morning X.
Dana Sador guy tweets at the Morning X. Gluttony goggles. I like that a lot. Gluttony goggles. That's well played, Davis. Going to the grocery store right after the show today, guys. And is this sad or just this is the way of life? For 2 weeks and at least two grocery trips where I just bought nothing but broccolini, I've been fantasizing about this trip because today I'm buying tortillas.
Are they low fat?
No, get out of here with your my nutritionist recommended that I check out the. There's some kind of carb-free tortilla. Yeah. I'm like, the carb is what makes it good. Now, I haven't tried it. I have no idea. But I'm pretty positive the carb is what makes it good. Right?
You should do a blind taste test and not tell you, like, we've swapped out Jason Dick's tortillas.
For a whole week.
See if he notices.
Saturday Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Cypress Hill tickets coming up in just a second. Do we need a TikTok monkey, guys?
Do we?
Yeah.
It might make our channel a lot better.
We should get a is it a channel?
I don't know.
Subscribe to our TikTok channel at 101X Morning X.
It's a page, but yeah.
Page. Feed me a monkey on my TikTok channel. You guys know about George, the star of at Here's Your Monkey content on TikTok?
No.
Sweet handle. He's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
George, the 12-year-old TikTok star, just says here from Texas. I don't know. Where is he? An Austin monkey? Dallas monkey?
Yeehaw monkey.
Let's see. According to the latest post on their feed channel page, quote, George went to the vet for a regular checkup on his teeth. During, there were complications with anesthesia, starting a long fight for his life. Through the fight, George was sent thousands of thoughts and prayers with hope that he would make it. Didn't work. they didn't say didn't work. I added that.
Okay.
On June 7th, 4 p.m. Central, Georgie boy passed away. George was a light when things seemed dark, and he was a reminder of the love that exists in all of us. Though the fun-loving life of George has left, his spirit of hope and love lives on. We love you, George.
Wow, that was
R.I.P. George.
That was a nicer obituary than I've seen for some actual humans.
The animal's probably better than humans in many regards. Now, was this a pet monkey? I think I'm supposed to be against that. I don't know. It doesn't seem right. But
I don't really like monkeys, so I'm against all of it.
What's your problem with monkeys?
Oh, I have a very long history with monkeys. Yeah.
Really? Can I get the Cliff Notes version?
Yeah, sure. When I was a child, one time I decided to watch TV late at night, and it was Discovery or Animal Planet because I'm excited about that. And they had a whole special called Killer Apes and Killer Monkeys, and it was just all about different monkeys that kill people around the world.
Oh.
And it was very scarring as a child. And my mom used to make jokes about if I was bad, she was going to trade me for a monkey and, like, take me to the zoo and, like, drop me off in the monkey.
So you know about Travis?
No.
Travis the chimp?
Oh.
No.
The police have
yes,
with a
yes.
Gun, with a gun. Please hurry up. He's killing my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
Is that
like,
the one that ripped out the face?
That. Well, that used to be really funny. Now I'm woke and more of the, hey, am I not supposed to laugh at it anymore?
Oh.
You just play it again.
Please hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend!
It's still funny.
Yeah.
I can tell he still triggers you. The thing that I said referred to him as a not therapy monkey, emotional support monkey, which makes me think that, yes, he's absolutely a pet monkey that somebody did. And I don't want to go full, you shouldn't have wild animals as pets, even though you shouldn't. But that monkey is dead because they took him in. Like, monkeys don't go to the dentist in the wild.
That's a good point. If you don't,
if they didn't ever put him on anesthesia,
then
they should have never done that. Never take care of him.
There's not a dentist without borders.
Yeah.
Also, why does a monkey need to go to the dentist? They're like, oh, you have a cavity. You ate too many bananas.
Because it makes a cute video.
I don't want to go
monkey
full.
At the dentist.
People shouldn't have emotional support animals. But here, let me see how much.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
Here. Emotional support animals. Okay, they trigger me. I consider it a microaggression.
Uh-huh.
So knock it off.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
And if you challenge that, you don't normalize mental health something.
That's not funny!
Man, I've been working on a tweet for like 3 months that says, microaggressions are a trigger for me. So, no. People saying I've been micro... This is still in the workshop. Still in the...
No good.
Yeah. Okay.
Stop gaslighting yourself.
Do we need a TikTok monkey?
Yes.
I bring it up because what is our TikTok follower count at? Oh. Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Are you sure?
It's
over 100 now.
I said don't tell me until it has the word thousand in it.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands in it. At Here's Your Monkey Content, again, sweet-ass handle, 17.6 million followers.
Yeah.
17.6 million.
Yeah.
For George, the dead monkey. No.
We're getting close.
Dude, I went checked out a
Should
bunch
we
of
get a monkey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay.
Easy. Why did you guys hire me? You could have had a monkey instead. You know, ask the big bosses
well,
that.
I don't be mean, Emily, but we what? Tried the monkey, and he's just like, this offer's not good enough.
So like, okay, he turned us down.
Oh, the monkey turned you down.
Like, I can make more of this on TikTok. I looked at a bunch of these videos because I wanted to find like good audio of this monkey just like mm-hmm. making monkey sounds. He doesn't. He's a little quiet monkey. But there's so many of the videos are just people sending him presents. Like the guy, the owners was just like, hey, here's an Amazon package, monkey.
Oh, yeah,
look what your followers
you gotta get a monkey, man.
There's people on the streets and you're sending packages to monkeys.
Okay. I know that we talked earlier this week about Bumbleina wanting another dog.
Yeah.
You should get a monkey. He's best friends with Bogey. He just rides on his back all over the place.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Bogey and the monkey. How does that not win? Instagram?
Write a childhood's book, too.
Do you monetize that? 17 million followers. Are you TikTok rich now?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How much can we buy their account? George is dead. It's a Texas account. We could have Texas people. It'll be at Here's Your Monkey Content on 101X, the Morning
also,
X with Jason, Dick, and Friends.
That's a good point. This guy's an idiot. He's like, George survived. He's slightly different.
Yeah.
He's an orangutan now.
Just to keep on his replacement monkey.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and Friends.
We have Cypress Hill tickets for you to win coming up in just a second. Hold on. 101X. It's the Morning X. Zach from New Braunfels. This part. Tweets at The Morning X. Incidentally, Bogey and the Monkey sounds like a radio show. Better watch yourselves. Bogey and the Monkey in the morning could be taking over the ratings. Well, be hard to be lower rated than this.
I'd like to see a monkey produce his own radio show. Okay, I still have a job.
Punk rock physicist says, Jason, leave that tweet in the workshop. Okay. How about people pointing out my microaggressions is a trigger for me, so you're not allowed to do it by the rules of mental health. Send.
You showed them.
You
showed those liberal snowflakes.
Good job.
Still the man.
Jason.
That's not funny.
We have Cypress Hill tickets for you. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. August 8th, Whitewater Amphitheater. Going to play our newest game. Whose pickup line is it anyway? Real dating profiles that Emily has encountered out in the wild.
Ready to roast.
Swell dudes, and it's going to be live on Facebook. Good luck on the phone. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and Friends. Nick, Emily, with tickets to see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere, Whitewater Amphitheater on August 8th. We're going to play another edition of Whose Pickup Line Is It Anyway? Emily is a young woman out in the... You're abusing it.
At that point. I'm going to start hating that song.
She's out there in the swipe streets, getting her Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, FarmersOnly.com game going. And so this is a game based on real-life dating profiles that you have encountered. Mm-hmm. Emily is going to read us some facts from this person's bio, from their dating profile, and then take out a word, actual thing that they wrote in their dating profile, and me and Nick are going to try and guess what that fool say.
How it goes.
Yeah, we're each playing on behalf of a listener, and Jeffrey called first. He chose Team Jason. Becky, if Nick wins, Becky is going to get Cypress Hill tickets. I got you, Jeffrey. And you can watch us live right now. We are on 101X Morning X on Facebook. Give us a like, and we're live streaming on Tuesdays and Thursdays a couple of seconds. So how fun is that?
How fun. You could see
we'll
us. Our face is here.
George the Monkey before you know it.
You're so mad about that.
You're really beating a dead monkey, though.
Yeah.
No good.
All right. Everybody ready?
Ready?
Let's
ready?
Do it.
What's Be prepared.
Give us the first one, Emily.
All right. So the first one, we have our lovely Jack here, okay? Jack, Jack, he has, he's from Baylor. He has some strength.
From Baylor.
Okay. All right. Okay. He likes the outdoors, football, hiking, sports. And in his bio, he puts his strengths and his weaknesses.
Oh.
His strengths, says, team player, task-oriented, proficient in blank, and then his weakness, none. So, is he proficient in A?
Oh, good for you!
I know, starting off strong, right? Is he proficient in A, hand-holding, Microsoft Excel, meeting the parents, or bad decisions?
Okay, can I have the whole thing again?
Yes.
Just a
strength.
Jack from Baylor.
Jack
likes
Baylor.
Likes football and hiking.
Yep. Reading outdoors. His strengths are he is a team player.
Team player.
Task oriented. Proficient in blank.
Proficient in blank.
But his weaknesses are none.
Okay, and give me my options again.
Proficient in hand holding, Microsoft Excel, meeting the parents, or bad decisions. What does Mr. Jack here? What is Jack's strength?
Give me his first two strengths again, please.
His first two strengths: team player, task oriented,
and proficient in
blank. Hand holding, Microsoft Excel, meeting the parents, or bad decisions.
All right, Haji, you ready?
Yeah.
This is tough because it does read kind of like a resume. Would he put his Microsoft Excel skills in his dating profile?
I don't know.
I don't know how to do Excel, guys. Is that sad? I don't know how to do it.
I'm assuming that this person is also a young person because Emily hasn't changed her settings for this game.
I never said that I was. I never said...
I'm just deleted. No, I just deleted.
No,
it was
like
such
it.
A good idea.
Now it's.
You ready, Haji?
Yeah.
You ready? Let's
Golly,
do this.
I'm real worried
Jason.
It's hand holding, but I'm going meeting the parents.
See, I wanted to go parents, but that I don't know what makes a good profile on a dating site, but I know talking about parents before you even met is a swipe left. So hopefully that's
really?
Not it. I say he's doing a thing, he's doing a bit, and he went Excel. He's proficient at Excel.
Excel.
Okay.
Well, lucky for you, Nick, he is proficient in Excel.
Who gives an F?
He's doing a bit.
Is that funny?
Yes.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's a joke. It's not funny.
It's not funny. But he has no weaknesses, so that means he's a funny person if he has no weaknesses.
How funny.
Like your weaknesses, virginity.
Okay.
How'd Joe's date go?
It went well. He taught me how to use Excel. I know formulas now.
Actually, I don't know how to do Excel. Yeah, what does he
do? Do you want me to? Here,
if I take him to happy hour, can he give me a once over?
I'll give you that one.
Okay.
I'll give you that date.
Nick is on the board. One for him. I have zero.
Yes.
This game started my streak last time.
Forgot
right?
the stakes here.
I think it did.
Okay, what's number two, Emily?
All right, number two, we have Bertram.
Bertram,
that is his name.
Okay.
Bertram. So, the first line says, in quotes, lift weights, drive fast, blank, Malcolm X. And then he puts, just vibing, 200 pounds and 6 feet of chocolate excellence. Currently in Europe, we'll be back in July. So he's not even here.
Okay.
He's interested. So, is it lift weights, drive fast, blank, Malcolm X? Is it lift weights, drive fast, fight the power, live moss, eat ass, or fully vaxxed?
You know, Emily was talking about nuggets earlier. And
I need those balls.
I was thinking then, I was like, I need to have a once over with her on what language is acceptable and option C there. Tell me the options that are not C again.
Okay. Lift weights, drive fast, blink. Is it fight the power, live moss, eat nuggets, or fully vaxxed? Remember, Malcolm X said this.
This is a Malcolm X quote, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is tough. I do like that we are trying to determine these guys' personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Which this guy just seems...
He's just vibing.
Douche.
Can you do Europe right now?
Douche.
I might book a flight to London, guys.
Not England.
Not England?
They're locked down, but the rest of it, I don't know.
Define lockdown.
They won't Define let you lockdown.
In. They're only on broccolini.
He can do that.
All right.
I'm getting so hungry, I might have to stop off before the grocery store for on the way to the grocery store snack.
You just can, eat the broccolini from the frozen food section.
I'm in.
Okay.
Fight the power.
Fight the power?
It's the only one that sounds good.
Yeah.
The other ones sound stupid.
Well, but see, the fact that it sounds good makes you think that it's not true.
What? C might be the answer as well.
That's what I'm thinking, but I can't risk this game on C.
You could probably say
I could say it, but I went A as well.
Oh,
fight
damn,
the
power.
A as well.
Bitch. I can't.
Come on, you guys should have gone with your instincts. Of course it's eat nuggets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So... I guess that originally...
That just made me pucker.
Groceries, right? Wasn't that a thing?
You got to eat the booty like groceries.
Yeah. Malcolm X said that, too, remember?
I'm pretty
Lift
positive.
Weights, drive fast.
Was it Katie, young Katie, who we first had that conversation with? Because our generation, Nick, right? We don't talk like that.
No.
These kids, they're just out there putting that in there, then their dating profile, huh?
I've seen you say some things.
I say things to you off the air that are, listen, I'm just trying to, guys, I'm trying to get fired, okay? Is it not clear? Is it not evident? Well, but I would not.
I think Emily gets it. She's helping you out.
I would not put that in my profile. Okay, it is 1-0. Going to the final one.
Yes.
I need this one. I need
final
Nick to miss. Finally,
one.
Emily.
All right. So, ready?
Yes.
We got this guy. This guy is also named Jason.
Oh,
okay,
hello there.
So. God, you drops today. Jason. Okay.
What's the point of that?
I was listening to some show from 2013 of ours, and it's got like all of the same drops.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've made a vow. I'm going to put 2 new drops per month on the screen. And now maybe I'm going too far because, now I got
Jason.
I got this. I got the. I don't know.
The 23. I don't know why you don't like that. That's good. That's golden.
Know.
Stop just downplaying. Those?
That's beautiful.
Okay. Do not identify drops when you're hungry. Okay?
Jason.
I feel like this is a mistake that you made in your feeble-minded lockdown brain.
What are you talking about?
It's bad. Good.
Okay. All let's right. move on with my game.
Jason.
So, Jason.
Yeah.
He, not you. This one. he says... If you don't like what you see, then no need to try for it. Just pursue someone else or something else. I'm 100%. I speak what's on my mind. I'm 6'1".
I hate everybody.
Father of one beautiful daddy's boy. And then he says...
That's a weird way to say that, dude.
Yeah, with a little sweating emoji. By the way, I have a blank.
Okay.
So... All right. Does father of one beautiful daddy's boy, does he say, sweating emoji. By the way, I have is it tongue piercing, Tesla, dog, or serious case of crippling depression?
Ooh.
Tongue piercing, Tesla, dog, serious case of crippling depression.
All right, I got the hash browns coming over. Don't say the same thing as me, Nick. All right, that would be not exciting for me.
All right,
you do your answer first now.
Obviously, I'm going Tesla. That's
Tesla.
Yeah.
See, beep beep. Tesla.
We the Tesla people do not behave as such. Mm-hmm. Okay,
no?
Mm-hmm. My guy has a tongue piercing.
A tongue piercing.
Yeah. Come on, buddy. Come
well,
on.
Well, guess on. What Come he on. Does.
Aww. It's a tongue piercing?
Tongue piercing.
Yes.
Tongue piercing. He's been pierced
so
in the tongue region.
The tiebreaker in these scenarios. What did we say we're
going to
do?
You're
we're
gonna going
guess
to
the
guess
the age.
The age of Jason. Jason.
Did we go to the tiebreaker last time?
No.
No,
well?
You didn't.
No.
Maybe you did. You did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you did. So I'll read the bio one more time. If you don't like what you see, then no need to try for it. Just pursue someone else or something else. I'm 100%. I speak what's on my mind. I'm 6'1", father of one beautiful daddy's boy. Yeah, sweating face. By the way, I have a tongue piercing.
Why would you share that?
All right.
This is stupid.
I'm ready.
Stupid. Okay, I'm in. No, that's a bad idea.
I messed up last time by skewing too high. Emily's not opening her profile up to creepy old men, but I'm going to go a little high again because the people, your generation doesn't pierce their tongues. What are you talking about? Like now you gotta you pierce your pinky toe or something like that.
Yeah, that's yeah, what we do. That's what we do.
Jason is 26 years old.
I said 24.
24.
Tell me he's 25. Jason.
Well, it's 27.
Oh, so, thank you, little baby Jesus.
Hey, we did it. I should have gone with my instinct, Jeffrey. And picked eating ass.
I told you not. Jeffrey, congratulations. You have chosen
Jason.
Correctly. Jason. Becky, we have a prize for you as well. Hold on one sec.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by. All right. Pants. Let's talk about softball.
It's a big old women down there.
Nick, why would you play that?
I'm sorry.
How dare you? Listen, when talking about college softball players, and you play that clip from Charles Barkley.
It's a big old women down there.
That was funny in 2015 and 16, 17, and 18. 19. But that's not funny anymore. We don't do that, okay? Don't do that. Don't do that on this show, okay?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
Emily, don't learn from this guy, okay?
I know. I've already made my mistakes. I've made my mistakes in life.
This is a wholesome family brand, Emily.
Okay. I know.
It's the Women's College World Series. Are you guys watching? You guys watch that?
Sure. Yeah. It's on TV.
The Sooners and the Seminoles. Florida State, Oklahoma. For all the marbles.
And none of the vaccines.
Florida.
That's
Florida's
not true.
Getting vaccinated.
They're probably giving out guns, right, over there? Who was that? Who did that?
West Virginia that's giving out guns and trucks.
What is the least vaccinated state? Oklahoma, you might be in there.
Yeah.
I think Florida is not vaccinated because they've all had COVID. Like, they're not getting vaccinated because they're like, I'm immune now.
That's right. True.
Florida State won on Tuesday. The Sooners beat Florida State 6-2 last night, forcing a decisive game 3 today. What up to Jocelyn Allo?
It's a big old women down there.
Nick,
it slipped.
She's the USA Softball Collegiate Player of the Year. Jocelyn blasted a go-ahead home run in the 6th inning, her 33rd of the season. You've never hit a home run.
Nope.
Have you ever hit a home run?
No. Not even a video game.
Okay. you ever hit a home run, Emily?
In what way?
in baseball or softball, an actual home run.
Oh, kickball.
No.
That's a home run.
No, when you hit a ball and then they threw it over the first baseman's head, and then you ran to second, and then somebody missed the. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
It also gave Oklahoma. Let's see here, her 33rd home run of the season. That's a school record. But the home run also gave the Sooners the Division I single season record for home runs with 159, breaking the mark set by Hawaii in 2010. You know what they say about that Hawaii softball team?
It's a big old women down there.
Okay, that time it was me. Sorry.
She is from Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is she beefy?
Not for an Oklahoma girl.
Oh, okay, good. Emily, what are the four commandments of being a good Longhorn fan?
Four commandments of being a good Longhorn fan. Number one, go to a game. I'm already not a good Longhorn.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, try to steal as many bricks off a Speedway as you can when they do all of the major construction.
Steal bricks?
Off a Speedway, in front of the library.
Why?
That was a thing when I went to college.
You would steal bricks?
Yeah, because they were doing construction on Speedway, so they were piling up the Speedway bricks on the side, and kids were stealing them and selling them on eBay for thousands of dollars. Yeah, my friend has one.
You kids these days.
Yeah, so that's another one.
Right.
Okay, another one, go to a hole in the wall just once, and then that's it.
One time ever.
Yeah, just to say
no
that
more,
you did
no
it.
No more, no less.
No more, no less.
Which makes you a worse Longhorn, going zero times or going twice?
twice. Definitely.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah,
definitely. Right. You don't want to commit that much. And then last but not least, you have to at least, you know, make out with somebody in the Jester dorms once. Oh, maybe J2, like the dining hall.
Man, I didn't do any of these things. I don't know. Am I going to come take my degree away?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me guess. Jason's are going to be arrogant about how much better you are.
We're Texas. You're
Texas.
Not.
Texas. No matter what time it is, recognize that OU still sucks.
Okay.
never go to class in the AM.
Never go. I went to plenty of AM classes. How dare you?
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
11 a.m.
Yeah.
That's an a.m. What do you want?
And the number one way to be a good Longhorn fan is to sign a petition to have the statue of Jason built outside of our
There's no petition.
Radio
They're working on it. The statue outside the CMA, all right?
They got rid of a lot of statues, so they have some spots
exactly,
to fill.
Exactly. And it's been delayed because they were making it life-size, and then I lost 100-something pounds, and I'm like, God damn it, we had already poured the...
They're chipping it off.
What do you make statues? They poured the statue juice in there already.
Statue juice?
Yeah, statue
Cement.
Juice.
Metal.
Oh.
Whatever.
I don't know. Whatever it's made out of.
For a while, they were considering making my statue out of gravy, but now they feel like that's not a good idea. I don't know what the actual four commandments are. Be early, wear orange, stay... I don't know. One of the commandments, you sort of touched on it, Nick, is certainly senselessly bag on the Sooners anytime you have the opportunity.
Yes.
And I am only doing Oklahoma softball stories because, well, I really wanted to do that Charles Barkley thing. But also, so we could check in with our official... Oklahoma correspondent, the crying OU sorority girl.
Oh my God, I just wanted to make it snow, okay? I know, I did it. I did it, and I didn't mean to. I woke up everyone, okay? I didn't mean to, I just wanted it to snow. I didn't know, I thought it was gonna be a poop, but it was
Yeah, that was like a girl on YouTube from 9 years ago, Emily, who had a breakdown after some frat party where she took a fire extinguisher and sprayed it all over the party. You ever
she
do that?
She thought it was snow?
She just thought it would be fun. And, yeah, I'm going to make it snow at the party. Aww. I'm going to hit the fire extinguisher. And now she's crying on the internet. It's fun.
I haven't done either one of those things.
Commandment number four. On senselessly bag on the Sooners whenever you have the opportunity.
Let CJ Morgan drive you home this afternoon with an hour of nonstop 101X for the trip. KROX FM, Buda, Austin.